Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm hoping you're having a great day and I'm so happy that you're here. If you're joining for the first time, welcome. I can't wait to get to know you better. I'm always loving when you message me on Instagram or send me a message or an email and just introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about your travel goals. I love hearing about your guys' wins, where you're going, where you're traveling on points. It always just makes me so happy to see those. So today we're talking about why not everyone uses credit card points, because really I say this so many times that earning points is so easy. Like, you get a card, you spend money on it, you earn points. Like, it's very simple process. The part that is complicated is using those points. The banks, the airlines, the hotels, they don't make it easy for you to spend the points because they're hoping that you'll get all these points and that you won't even use them, or that maybe you'll just get cash back for them and that you're not going to maximize them for the value that they have. And so they don't make it easy. And that's why not everybody does it. For some people, they would rather just pay a travel agent to book their vacation and not have to worry about it, instead of learning how to use these points and maximize them. So it's not easy. Everyone would do it if it was easy. And so we're going to talk a little bit today about how to use those points, how to make it a little easier, some of the tools that I like to use. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story of the first year that I started in traveling with points and earning points, because everyone always thinks that you have to run straight out the door and get all these cards and get all these points and take my first vacation right away. And if that is you, if you haven't started this yet because you're worried that you have to go get all these cards and that you have to take tons of vacations a year, you don't. You can take it very slow and get one card and have one trip planned, and it can be a couple months, a year down the road. It does not have to be running straight out of the gate in full force. And so I wanted to share a little bit about my story to hopefully inspire you that you don't have to start out full force. But before we get into the episode today, I have some very exciting news. Once a year, typically, my favorite bank, Chase, will put out an elevated offer on the beginner card that I recommend everybody starts with, which is the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. This is the card that everyone needs for traveling because they have great transfer partners. So some of the reasons why I love this card is they can transfer out to 11 airline partners and 3 hotel partners. Some of the big ones are Hyatt, Marriott, Southwest, United. So there's some really good transfer partners, and you can transfer those points out and really maximize the value. This card also comes with baggage insurance, trip cancellation insurance, rental coverage insurance. So it's a great all-around travel card for points and for other added benefits. Normally, this card has a welcome offer of 60,000 points when you spend 4,000 in 3 months. I like that because it's very attainable for most people to meet that minimum spend. But they have an elevated offer right now for 75,000 points when you spend 4,000 in 3 months. This is a great offer. They typically do this about once a year. They'll have an elevated offer. And so if you don't jump on this now, it will go back down to 60,000, or you'll have to wait till whenever they release it again, probably sometime next year. So if you have been thinking about starting and you didn't know where to start, and you've been waiting and just kind of thinking about getting this Chase Sapphire Preferred card, now is the time to do it because there is a great elevated offer and you get a really, really good welcome bonus. If you don't have this card yet and you do have some other cards, definitely add this in. The premium of this card is the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, and the welcome offer is also elevated for that one too. So if you've been eyeing that one and maybe you're a little more skilled and you have some of these cards and you're looking at getting more of a premium card, that is a great one too because it also has an elevated offer. So don't wait on this. If you don't have this card yet, it needs to be in your wallet. I use this card all the time. I transfer my points out all the time from this Chase card because all of your Chase points accumulate on this card. And then from there, you can use it with transfer partners. And so you can get thousands of dollars worth of value out of those points. So going into the episode, I learned about traveling with points back in 21. I had just heard about it and I thought this is really smart, and I dove in. I listened to podcasts. I read blog posts. I took an online course. Like, I became obsessed with this. And then in 22, I didn't open my first travel card until I think it was like May or June of 2022. I opened three cards that year after that. So I opened one in May and then two more that year. So I opened three cards within my first year of learning about this, and I did not use my points until January. And I had no idea what I was going to do with them. I had no plan of a trip. I just got that starter card, the Chase Sapphire Preferred card. I got it because I knew that was the one that you should start with. I earned those points. I opened up a Marriott card after that because it had a elevated offer. It was 5-night certificates. And then I also opened a Hyatt card. And I believe that one might have had an elevated offer too. But I really had no plan. I was just opening cards that had elevated offers. So yes, it's great to have a plan. It's great to know how you're going to use those points, have a vacation planned, but you don't have to, especially with these Chase cards, because the points are so flexible. You can have them there and then decide how to use them later on down the road. But just know that I opened three cards my first year. That's way less than what I open now. I had no plan and I didn't use those points for several months before I had earned them. So I had been earning tons of points with no idea of how I was going to use them and didn't use them until January. And then I didn't use those points again until I think it was August. And so don't think that you have to have all these trips planned. Go crazy, because you can really start slow. You can open this one card right now, earn some points on it, use it all year long, and take a vacation next year or take a vacation in the fall. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about that. Going into actually how to use the points, this can be tricky. Okay, it's going to take, hotels are a lot easier than flights. Flights are really where it gets hard to find them. And the thing that's hard is trying to find a good value of points, especially with flights, because one day that you want to fly out could be 80,000 points for a one-way flight, and the next day it can be 30,000 points, and they fluctuate, and there's no like rhyme or reason on why they're really high one day and really low one day, and they change day to day. So if you find a really good redemption on flights and you have the points, book them right then and there when you find them, because you don't know how much more it will go up in points the next day, because there's just, you have no idea how stable those points values are going to stay. Hotels, they can be a lot more stable, especially if you're looking at Hyatt. The points are set on the days and they're not going to change. Other hotels, Marriott, can fluctuate with the demand, and the price of like the actual cash price will be variable to the points redemption. So keep that in mind as well. But hotels, for the most part, you know how much the hotel is going to cost. You can plan that out. Now, the best way to use your points again are to transfer your points out to transfer partners. So instead of using the bank's travel portal, which sometimes can be valuable, always double check. Double check with the bank portal in your actual bank travel portal, and then also check on the direct website of the hotel or the airline that you are looking at. But for the most part, almost always, you're going to get more value if you transfer those points out. So you're going to transfer those points out to Hyatt Hotels or United Airlines or Delta Airlines, and then book your points directly with that partner on their website. And so that is the best way to use your points, but finding availability on those brands' websites is where it gets hard. And we never want to transfer our points out without knowing how we're going to use them. So for example, don't just transfer the 40,000 points over to Hyatt and then say, well, I'll just use them at some point. Keep them in your bank's portal because they never expire when they're in the bank. Transfer them once you know exactly where you're going to put them. And usually I will only transfer points the day that I'm about to book something. So I'll be on Hyatt. I'll find the room that I want on the day that I want. I'll see how much it costs. And then right then and there, I directly transfer that amount of points to my Hyatt account and then book my Hyatt hotel as soon as those points show up in my Hyatt account. So that's how we want to do that. We want to keep them in the bank until we're ready to use them. And then when we're on those websites, finding that availability is where it gets tricky. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is finding tools and resources that we can use to find those best deals on these websites and find the availability that we're looking for. So it really depends for the hotel on how popular the hotel is. If it is a hotel like the Grand Hyatt Kauai, there's some over in Greece that are pretty popular with, it really sucks now that the small luxury hotels has been taken away from Hyatt. If you didn't know about this, they lost that partner within Hyatt, but they did gain the Mr. and Mrs. Smith hotels, which is very exciting. So there was a large chunk of hotels that have been taken away from Hyatt, but there was also a new influx of different hotels that you can use. So Hyatt is changing a little bit in that aspect. And so they're, the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith hotels, I have a feeling, may be pretty popular and will have very limited availability. So something on like that, there may be weeks throughout the year that that hotel is not available to book with points. And the reason these are so hard is, but one, the banks are hoping you don't use these points. And then the other reason is these hotel and airline partners are only giving out so many seats and so many rooms for availability to be booked with points, because they are obviously wanting more people to pay cash for the things. And so a lot of the times they will only be available right as soon as they're released if this is popular, or if it's like the week or two before the flight or the hotel stay and they just haven't filled that, and then they'll release some seats. So those are kind of the two ways to find availability if something's very, very sought after. So for hotels, the tool that you're going to want to use is called maxmypoint.com. This website is, I have found, to find availability within hotels. So you go to maxmypoint.com. Let's just say we're trying to find availability for the Grand Hyatt Kauai in October. You go to the website, you type in the hotel name, it will pull up a calendar and it will show you the availability that that resort has and when you can book it using your points and how many points it's going to cost you each night. This is great. Always verify that by going directly to Hyatt and then searching for it. But when you're searching for a hotel, especially on Hyatt, it will only let you search dates by dates. And so if there is one day in the selection of dates that you have that it's not available, it's just going to show no availability. And so a lot of times people get really frustrated trying to find availability on Hyatt's website because you're searching date after date after date and it keeps telling you not available, not available. If you go to maxmypoint.com, it shows that full calendar for the month and you can find when that is available. There's also a great feature on there that you can alert yourself. So if there's like a specific date that you're really wanting to stay at a certain hotel and there's no availability, you can set an alert and it will email you if something opens up for that day, which is a great feature. So this is the one that I use the most for hotels. There is a limited amount of searches you can do within the website for each day. Otherwise they want you to upgrade, so you can only see a couple a day, and then once you're done, once you've hit your limit, you'll just have to wait for the next day to search more, or you can upgrade and get a paid subscription. The problem with a lot of these resources that I'm going to give you today is they do have paid subscriptions and they want you to pay for those added features, but most of them have some free resources in there as well that you can utilize. So that's how I do hotels. Search on that, maxmypoint.com, and then also search within the hotels. Make sure that is actually available. Go to those maps like the Hyatt hotel map, the Marriott hotel map, and try and search for what you're looking for on there, and then go look for availability. Airlines, like I said, are a lot harder, especially if you're looking for business class flights. Business and first class flights are very hard to find, again, because they are not giving out very many seats that are available to book first with points because they're wanting people to pay for cash. I was trying to find some seats for a client who's booking a trip to Greece. She is wanting to go during a specific month, and I was trying to find them first class and business class flights, and it was so difficult going to all of the different websites and resources, and most of the time it would say one seat available, and her and her husband are going, and so there's very limited availability of seats that they are given for points. So there's three websites that I really like to use. The problem with flights is, like, if you go into Google Flights and you just type in your trip, it'll populate all these Google results for the cash value. There really is no, like, one-stop shop for that in the points world. There's no database that can pull all of those points availability seats into a search engine, which makes it hard. So the three that I'm going to give you today, they are good. They're not amazing by any means. They are not fast. A lot of the time it takes a really long time for them to populate a search for you to find it because they're just trying to go through all those databases to try and find the points redemptions. So they are slower. They're not always accurate. So again, once you find something on those resource websites, go verify that on the actual website. So if you find a Delta flight on one of these websites and it says it's this many points, go to delta.com and verify that that seat is available and that it does cost that amount, because there's been a lot of the times where I go to look for a flight and that flight, like, doesn't exist, or the price is way different than what it said on the website. So always verify that before you obviously book it and or transfer your points. So the three websites that I'm going to give you today is pointsyeah.com is a great one. I like this one because you can put in your destination, where you're coming from, what you want to sit at, and then it shows you exactly who to book the flight with and which banks will transfer those points to that airline. So it's really great beginner resource. If you're like, well, I have no idea which banks will transfer to Turkish Airlines, like, how do I even book it? It tells you. And so you can actually search for, if you just had Chase points or if you just had American Express points, it will show you which flights you would be available to book with. So that's the reason I really like that one. Point.me is another really great one that I like to use. This one is also great. I hear from you guys all the time that you have points, but you have a bunch of points, but you have no idea where you want to go. With point.me, you can actually put in your city where you're from, and then you can put the destination as anywhere. And so it will populate all of these destinations and how much points it costs to fly to those destinations. And so it's a really good place to kind of just brainstorm too, if you have no idea where you want to go and you have some points. But you can also put in a specific destination and it will populate the different flights with the different airlines. Again, all of these resources have subscription bases if you really want more value out of them, and if you want more of, like, the alert system and just more in depth with the search tool, like on Points, yeah, you can just click on the one it gives you and it will directly take you to that airline's website and you book it right there. So it's just a lot easier, more efficient if you have a subscription, but these basic features are free on them. The third one that I wanted to talk about is a newer one that I found recently called SeatSpy. This one is the only one that I've been able to find that has full month calendars out. So all these other ones, you're searching, like, specific dates and it'll populate for you. Some will do, like, just a couple days before or after, but for the most part, you're searching date by date. SeatSpy will actually give you month by month and you can see when there's availability. The only thing about this one is it will only show economy seats for the free version. If you wanted to see the first class and business class seats, you do have to subscribe and upgrade with that
So that's the only thing that I don't like about it, because I do like to search for business class and first class flights quite a bit. And you have to pay a subscription for that. But those are my three resources that I use when booking airlines to make it a lot easier to try to find that availability, especially if you're looking for those first class, business class flights. Economy can be a little bit easier because there is more availability with that. But those are the resources. So I just want to give you this little bit that when you are using your points, it's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of researching, a lot of Googling, going back and forth between different websites, different brands, and trying to find a good redemption value for your points, because we don't want to just waste our points. It's money in our pocket, and we don't want to spend a ton of points when we could get that flight or that hotel cheaper. It's just like money. We're always going to try and find the best redemption. We're always going to try and find the best rate. And to do that, it just takes some researching and some time to plan out the vacation. Just like any vacation, it's going to take a little bit of time planning it, but it can be really fun in that process, because you know you're going to be staying at an amazing hotel and that you may be flying first class, and there's all these great things to look forward to, and the planning process really can be fun. So I don't want it to overwhelm you. You just have to go in knowing that it's going to take some time to find the things that you want to find, especially if you're looking at an international trip. If it's domestic, it's going to be a lot easier to find the flight you want on Southwest for cheap and find the hotel. These are really, the redemptions are harder when you're going out of the country and you're going to someplace different to find those good values. So I hope this was helpful. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. If you ever need help in the planning process or have questions, feel free to reach out to me. I do this all the time for my clients. Like I said, I'm helping a girl and her husband plan a trip to Greece right now. I just helped another client book a trip to Vancouver. So I love helping you guys. And if you ever need help, please reach out. So thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.